A Haynesboro Assembly committee is recommending adjustments to the way committees put out information about their discussions and decisions. The changes were prompted by citizen concerns about inconsistent public information. About a dozen borough and standing committees delve into and make recommendations about everything from tourism to land development. What Dana Hallett is concerned about is whether those committees give enough information to the public before and after each meeting.
This inconsistency has led to what I think is sloppy democracy.
Hallett evaluated what information four standing committees put out prior to and after meetings. He found that the Public Safety Commission, Tourism Advisory Board, Port and Harbor Advisory Committee, and Parks and Recreation Committee were lacking in some ways. For example, sometimes they would put out a notice for a meeting without including any information about what topics would be discussed. And some committees would take months to pass on meeting minutes to the borough clerk and assembly.
Our charter states that people have the right to, quote, access a well-maintained public record of all actions of public officials in accordance with this charter, so that the citizens of the borough may retain control over the affairs of their government.
Hallett presented his case to the Assembly's Government Affairs and Services Committee, which Ron Jackson, Diana Lapham, and Tresham Gregg serve on. After some discussion about what they felt was lacking in the committee process, they made four motions to bolster public information. Lapham suggested committee chairs send out a summary of what happened at a meeting right after it ends. That way, people could get information right away, instead of waiting weeks or months for minutes to make their way to the borough clerk and assembly.
It would complement the action minutes that are usually right there anyway, but it would summarize and help explain the action.
They also voted for another change that would give more detail to action minutes. For committees to supplement their action minutes with explanations of rationale. That means instead of just saying this was the vote, the minutes would include the reasoning for it. The third vote was to do away with the habit of saying "so moved" when a committee member makes a motion. Hallett said at a recent Planning Commission meeting, the staff member taking minutes misinterpreted a motion because the person who made it said "so moved" instead of stating it fully. The final recommendation was about reconciling code. In borough code pertaining to committees, it says minutes shall be submitted to the borough clerk within 2 weeks. But in code governing specific committees, the wording is vague. Here's Jackson.
I would like to move that we direct staff to resolve the ambiguity.
Resident Mike Danker said he thinks when committees follow a more rigorous process, it holds members accountable.
When you take these to new levels, when you have these regular agendas posted, and when they're writing their motions out, when they all take the job more serious. It's like, this is a big responsibility. When it's just loosey-goosey, you kind of have a tendency to, it's not that big of a deal.
The four recommendations aimed at improving committee process will go to the Borough Assembly for approval. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.